listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now on the phone, we're talking to Marcos Leal from Shattered Sun. Marcos, what's going on?
Not much, man. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Thanks for taking some time, brother. I know it's looking to be what's going to be a crazy 2015 for you, man.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely stoked about it, man. Very, very excited.
No, that's cool. I know the rest of the country will soon find out a lot more about you guys when you hit the road with Testament and Exodus. But for now, maybe just tell us a little bit about the band.
Yeah, man. We're six guys. You know, we grew up together in our small town of Alice, Texas, and we've been playing music together since we were, 12 or 13, you know what I mean, through, cover bands and all kinds of stuff like that. So this has always been a dream of ours, and for us to actually be living it now, I mean, I just think, we're living proof that it doesn't matter where you're from. Like, if you work, really hard,
it can happen.
You can make your dreams turn into reality.
Yeah, absolutely, man. One thing I wanted to talk to you about, I love when I get a chance to talk to somebody from states that I really like. I've always enjoyed Texas. The wife and I both, I always hear great things about the Texas metal scene. How do you feel about the quality and the quantity of metal coming out of Texas?
Oh, man, it's the best, man. Could be one of the best scenes in the world. You know what I mean? It might be untapped, right now, but I feel with, bands like us coming up and, Upon a Burning Body from San Antonio, they're doing great. I think the eyes of the world are on the Texas metal scene right now, and don't be surprised if, some of these bands from around here start breaking out. I mean,
cool.
They're just really, really great talent around here.
No, that's good, man. That's good to hear. 2014 was pretty awesome for you guys, too. You signed with Breaking Bands Management, then you've got the deal with Victory Records. You guys have got to be on Cloud 9 right now.
Yeah, man. It was, man, to tell you the truth, it's been a whirlwind experience, from getting with management and meeting Maria and Johnny and Chuck, the grind it took, to find the label, and then, Victory came, and they were just, everything lined up for us, man. The stars aligned, and we're a very, very lucky band to have the opportunity that we have.
No, it's cool, and I honestly, I was super excited being someone who's worked with, obviously Marie with the publicity stuff, and then, having someone like Chuck and the dude from Megaforce Records. I mean, I was excited to hear about this whole Breaking Bands thing coming up, period. How did you get their attention? Had they been watching you, or did you guys have to submit some stuff to them? Were they taking submissions? How did that come together?
It's actually a very funny story, but it all started through, the absolute worst tour experience that, we ever had.
Yeah.
It was, we made friends with the headlining band, Spineshank. They're a big Grammy-nominated band, and we kept in touch with them, and, we had a really rough tour experience and, got screwed over by some promoters, and he kind of took... the guitarist Mike kind of, took us under his wing and kind of showed us, a little bit about the business, and he kind of just kept in contact with me. And when we went into the studio to write Hope Within Hatred, the first singles that we put out was Hope Within Hatred that we finished. I sent it to Mike. Mike was like, hey, let me set you up with Maria so she can do a PR deal.
Yeah.
And within that day, Maria called us and said, hey, do you guys need a manager?
Wow.
She loved the music. By the end of the day, we were on the phone with Chuck and Johnny Z, and we didn't know at the time that they were putting together this company and that they were all going to come together. They just were interested in managing us, and it wound up to be Breaking Bands, and we signed with them, and it didn't honestly truly hit us until we were doing an interview in L.A. with Chuck, and Chuck said, yeah, we had almost over 100,000 submissions to our, to the Breaking Bands, bands trying to get on there. And we were just, wow, man, how the stars lined up and
crazy
how everything worked out, man. It was just, it's kind of fate, bro. I don't know.
That's cool. No, that's awesome, man. I know this, I know this new upcoming CD is going to be your length, but I also see that you had a recording out called Confessions. Was that an EP or just more of a demo to kind of get tunes out?
Yeah, it was more of a EP / demo. I mean, around 2011 is when we put that out, 2011, 2012, and we just kind of were like, hey, you know what, let's stop, messing around, let's actually put some real money into a recording, some pictures, a video, and let's get out there and play. So Confessions and, those music videos were kind of like our stepping stones, like that's what got us our following and got us out there, playing shows.
Yeah.
It was, something that basically sparked everything that we're doing now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Did any of those tracks make it onto the full length, onto the debut?
No.
Okay.
All new material.
Okay, cool. Good deal. Something that obviously I've seen some other people mention as well that have got a chance to check you out or know a little bit about you is the fact that your guys' lyrics are different. You don't write about the typical dark and down kind of stuff. Where does the inspiration for the lyrics and stuff with you guys come from?
Man, you know what? There's something that's always pissed me off about metal is people seem to have this stereotype that it's like, oh, he's screaming. Oh, he's a devil worshiper.
Yeah.
And that's completely not what we are. When I wrote this album, I was like, man, I want to empower people. You know what I mean? I want people to realize that in this day and age, you know, we can still believe in people. We can still believe in each other. And that's the whole meaning of the album is having hope in humanity and still believing in each other, you know, throughout everything, you know, messed up that's going on in the world. Because at the end of the day, all we have is humanity. All we have is each other. We
Absolutely.
Have to trust each other. And it's, you know what I mean? That's something that I wanted to write about. And every single song on this album is a different story about that, having hope within hatred and everything that's going on in the world.
Right on, man. Now, the new CD is going to be in stores April 21st. I heard something about 3 years in the making. Is that literal or is that just kind of figuratively? tell us a little bit about that.
No, yeah, I would say kind of 3 years in the making. We didn't, you know, the whole studio process wasn't 3 years in the making, but
okay.
Writing it, we were writing those songs when we went on tour with Spineshank, and we kind of saw them, and I mean, they smoked us every night, you know what I mean? You know, we were the local band, they were the big professional band, so we learned a lot from them, and we actually brought in Mike to help us, you know, arrange some of our music and stuff like that, so with pre-production and first getting into the studio and, you know, doing a member change while we were in there, which really sucked. Through that whole process, it was about 2 years.
Okay.
That it took to put that out.
Crazy. Now, you guys, you're going to be hitting the road with Testament and Exodus starting April 1st. I can't even imagine how pumped you guys must be for this tour and to have this opportunity.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. As soon as we got word, it was unreal because, you know, it's almost like, things like this don't happen to bands like us. You know what I mean? And I love being that the band to break the mold. And, you know, huge thanks to everybody involved that helped get us on that tour. You know, Testament, Exodus, our management, our label. We would not have been able to do it without them. And, man, we're happy for the opportunity. And all we are about making a name for ourselves in this industry. And this tour is going to be our lighter fluid, you know what I mean?
To spark
that fire.
This will be definitely the proving point, man. So it's time to tear it up.
Yeah, definitely, man. We're ready.
Cool, man. Hey, one more and I'll let you go. Actually, you know what? Two more. I forgot about this one. This one is actually a quote I read last minute. I read this and I can't remember who said it. Twice. Once it was specifically stated like this, and another time it kind of teetered to meaning the same thing. But a couple of people are actually saying that come the end of the year, the one big thing to come out of the metal scene in 2015 is going to be Shattered Sun. How do you react to something like that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. But I would say as a band and everything that built us, as much of a dawning compliment that is to us, that'll never affect our will and drive. We'll always keep pushing harder, and for people to say that, that'll always be our gasoline. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's a huge compliment, but we want more than that. You know what I mean? We want to be known as a name in this industry, and we won't stop until we get there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Now you guys are just getting started. I got one more for you. Looking ahead, man, what's that dream? What's that dream band you guys want to get a chance to play with, man?
I mean, of course, you know, I think everybody's number one would be Metallica.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just the ties with Johnny and Maria and Metallica. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we signed that deal, we were like, oh, my God, we even got that same picture that Metallica did with Johnny. We, you know, we took the same picture like that with our contracts. And
oh, cool.
It was a big thing for us.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
And also, Machine Head, you know, they're huge. Rob Flynn's a huge influence on me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Definitely somebody I'd want to tour with in the future.
Awesome, man. Hey, everybody, we've been talking to Marcos Leal from the band Shattered Sun. If you don't know them, trust me. I think after this upcoming tour, you're going to know who they are. The new CD for them, guys, Hope Within Hatred, will be in stores on April 21st, and the tour with Testament and Exodus kicks off April 1st, and Detroit date on April 12th at Harpo's, man. Marcos, thanks for your time, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, dude, I wish you guys the best.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye.